Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah,
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala The Master of the Day of Judgment, the Lord of all the worlds, our Provider, our Sustainer, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, the Owner, Initiator and Creator of everything, abundance of peace and blessings and choicest salutations be upon the Cause and Cream of Creation, the Prophet of Rahmah, the Intercessor of the Ummah, the Owner of Jannah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Peace and blessings be upon His beautiful family and His illustrious companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim. Peace and blessings be upon the saints of this ummah. We welcome you to this program called The Early Echo. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Let us commence with the blessings of reciting Durood Pak as we have some amazing content for today. And yes, as you know, that the first part of it is always to be discussed in regards to the blessings of Durood Pak. So let us enlighten our hearts with the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's fragrant saying. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً That the closest person to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood and salams upon me in the world. Allahu Akbar. So this opportunity and this greatness, as Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, as he elaborates in regards to this hadith, he says the most tranquil human on the day of judgment, the most happy human on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he will gain the closeness and the proximity to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what trouble or what anxiety or what worry will strike such a person who will achieve the closeness and the qurb of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the akhirah. Huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye. Mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. So now inshallah azza wa jal, we shall be listening to Inati Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us enlighten our hearts with this beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اور اس کے بعد ہم اپنے پروگرام کے ساتھ دوبارہ حاضر ہوں گے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد
رسول اللہ رسول اللہ رحمان خود ہے میرے طرفدار کی طرف، رحمان خود ہے میرے طرف دار کی طرف،
یا رسول اللہ
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ، رحمت نہ کس طرح ہو گنہگار کی طرف۔ کیا بات ہے مدینے کی، سبحان اللہ۔ او بلبد نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم هو از رحمت للعالمین، سبحان اللہ، how he صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has cried for his ummah, supplicated for his ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam has never ever forgotten his ummah, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed for his ummah even the day when he came in this world. During his blessed lifetime in the caves, in his home, all the time he would supplicate for the upliftment, for our sins to be forgiven, for us to be reformed. Allahu Akbar, he would say, Rabbi habli ummati ya ummati. Even the moment when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was lowered in his mubarak and blessed qabr, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had supplicated for us. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ حضرت ان ہز بیوٹیفل پوئٹری. دس واز دا کلام آف مولانا حسن رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. ناو اعلیٰ حضرت رائٹس, اللہ کیا جہنم ابھی نہ سرد ہوگا, رو رو کے مصطفیٰ نے دریا بہا دیے ہے. اللہ اکبر. میرے کریم سے گر قطرہ کسی نے مانگا, دریا بہا دیے ہے, دربے بہا دیے ہے. دا ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز ریممبر اس ایون ڈیورنگ ہز ہارڈ شپس. انفارچونیٹلی ڈیورنگ آور گڈ مومنٹس اینڈ آور گڈ ٹائمس وی ہیو فورگاٹن اور بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. فورگیٹنگ ہی مینس دیٹ وی ہیو لیفٹ ہز ٹیچنگز, وی ہیو لیفٹ ہز سنز. اللہ اکبر. مے اللہ عز و جل انیبل اس ٹو فالو دا سنز آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ان کنیکشن ٹو دس کہ ہم حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے محبت کا اظہار کرتے ہیں, اینڈ وی کلیم ٹو سے دیٹ وی لو دا ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, سو ان دس ریلیشن ان شاء اللہ عز و جل آج ہم یہ سیکھیں گے, اور وی ول ریفریش ان آور میموری شوڈ آئی سے ان ریلیشن ٹو دا آف اسپرنگ آف دا بلوڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اٹ از امپورٹنٹ اینڈ اسینشیل وی نو دا فیملی ہسٹری آف دا ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ان شاء اللہ عز و جل ان ٹوڈیز پروگرام وی شیل بی ڈسکسنگ دا بلیسڈ آف اسپرنگ of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we know that the total number of blessed offspring of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam is 7, 3 sons and 4 daughters are from the offspring of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Out of his sons, as we said, 3 sons, out of his sons, one son was born to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maria Qibtiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and all the other children have been born to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm al-Mu'mineen Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And from amongst his blessed offspring, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the eldest daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If we only have to study and learn the seerah and the blessed lives that these individuals have spent in this world, subhanallah, it is really, really amazing as far as their piety, their taqwa, their ibadat, their sacrifices is concerned, subhanallah. And this will indeed empower us to become better as well. So chale, since Hazrat Sayyiduna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the eldest daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in regards to her blessed life, let us learn and take some madani pearls inshallah azza wa jal. Remember, Hazrat Sayyiduna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born 10 years before the declaration of nubuwwah in Makkatul Mukarrama, and at that moment the age of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was 30 years. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 30 years old when his blessed daughter was born, 10 years before the announcement of prophethood, before the declaration of Nubuwa. So she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was extremely pious and an embodiment of piety. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha was an embodiment of patience and somebody who had immense sabr. Allahu Akbar. Immense gratitude she would show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amount of sacrifices she had been given. But before we even go there, as far as her blessed life is concerned, how obedient she was, and in terms of her taqwa and piety, this can be understood from this reality and fact that she has been brought up by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself. So what great habits and what can be said about her attributes that she have possessed since she have been brought up by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself. And we also do know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Makkatul Mukarrama, after the announcement of prophethood, for 13 years, the kuffar and the non-Muslims have put the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam through such troubles that even today, when you flip through the pages of history and when you study the seerah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would shed tears of blood. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was tortured. Furthermore, they had made his life a miserable one. His living in Makkatul Mukarrama very much difficult. Allahu Akbar. During those hardships, they did not only put the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam through this difficulty, but those notorious and tyrant kuffar had even inflicted this type of hardships even to those people that were connected to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidatana Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is the daughter of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had witnessed this, and as well as she was part of that oppression. She had also went through that oppression with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that was inflicted by the non-Muslims. Allahu Akbar. You can understand it from this aspect that Hazrat Sayyidina Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha's husband is Abul As. Sayyidina Abul As bin Rabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had sent Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha to Madinatul Munawwara after the Battle of Badr. But when the Kuffar had got to know that she have migrated to Madinatul Munawwara and she has left already, so the intention was that before she reaches Madinatul Munawwara, they would capture her and astaghfirullah, they would inflict hardships upon her. And it has been mentioned that Habbar bin Aswad, he reached this place called Zitwa. And when he reached that maqam, that place where he had found Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the eldest daughter of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was on her way to Madinatul Munawwara, he struck her with a spear which made her fall from her camel, resulting in her miscarriage. Allahu Akbar. She was extremely and severely wounded, and this caused immense grief to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, dear viewers on this Madani channel, this is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mentioning her virtues, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, hiya afdalu banati usibat fiya, that she is superior among my daughters from the aspect of such suffering, such great hardships while migrating to me. Allahu Akbar. From amongst my daughters, she is one of them, or she is superior than all my daughters who have endured and have suffered such great hardships whilst migrating to me. Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had loved her a lot. In fact, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Ayman and Sayyidatuna Sauda radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, these great individuals have given ghusl to her, for she had passed away in the 8th Hijri. And she radiyallahu ta'ala anha is that fortunate daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who did not only gain the tahaband of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be her shroud, but Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself had lowered her in the qabr. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. With his own blessed hands, leading the funeral salah. This is such a great blessing, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. So, in fact, Habbar bin Aswad, this person who had caused this problem to occur. Now look at the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone who has caused your family, or some fard in your family, some individual in your family, have been, you know, going through some types of hardships in his life because of certain people, would you ever just forgive them like that? Lekin tariq mein kaha jata, it has been mentioned in the history that after many years in Madinatul Munawwara, Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in are seated, and Habbar bin Aswad had come in. And as he came in, Allahu Akbar, Sahaba Ikram had then indicated to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there he is here. Allahu Akbar. For they were in search of this person. And at that moment, he did not accept Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gestured to his Sahaba by saying, ki baith jao. Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba Ikram then sat immediately. Another companion, after some time, had withdrawn his sword. And he said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu, if you give me ijazat, I will behead him right now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam indicated and gestured to him as well that sit down. There is no need to be violent with this person. This person then stood up. Habbar bin Aswad then stood up, and he came right in front of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying with so much of regret and remorse. He says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been moving from town to town and city to city, and I am restless, and I am ashamed of what I have done. Oh, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finally I have given up traveling everywhere, and I have come to your darbar for I know you are rahmatul lil alameen. Allahu Akbar. You will forgive me if you have not done anything to me whilst I am sitting in front of you. Then why should I not seek forgiveness from you? And I request you to bring me into the fold of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Looking at the character and the akhlaq of the Sahaba and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, being overwhelmed with the conduct and the way they had treated him, instantly in that moment he recited the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This is the power of the beautiful character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is just a glimpse into the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ki apne to apne dushman ko bhi aap muaf farma dete the. Allahu Akbar. Something really amazing. We also learn, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and the social media, that Hazrat Sayyidatana Zainab, being the eldest daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she had endured lots of hardships and difficulties, and therefore Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned the blessings and the virtues of, you know, having sabr and patience over hardships. Many of us become impatient. Many of us run out on sabr. But if we study the blessings of sabr, and every time we are put or we go through any difficulty in life, recall these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It has been mentioned, whoever Allah azza wa jal intends goodness for, He azza wa jal afflicts calamity upon that person. Allahu Akbar. So whenever goodness is intended for anybody, he will go through difficulties as a trials and test for that person. May we have steadfastness. May we gain istiqamat and steadfastness upon these calamities and trials in life. But very quickly we become impatient and we begin to complain and cry, moan and groan. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, Rasulullah ﷺ had said, calamity is afflicted upon a person according to how religious he is. If he is firm and strong in his religion, the test will also be severe. And if he is weak in the religion, so he is tested according to how religious he is. A person continues to fall prey to calamities and afflicted with different types of calamities to the extent that all his sins are forgiven in this very dunya. Allahu Akbar. All his gunah and all his sins are wiped out and forgiven in this world, for those problems and those calamities will wash and wipe away his sins and gunahs that he has committed in this dunya. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in regard to the virtues of going through hardships, and that is that on the day of judgment, when the righteous people, meaning the people who never go through hardships, when they will see the reward and thawab being given to those people who had sabr over calamities and problems, they would wish that in the world they would have been cut with a scissors. Allahu Akbar. The ulama and the scholars have elaborated regarding this hadith, and they have mentioned that means that when they see the blessings being bestowed upon those people, upon the ill and the grieved people, when those people will be rewarded on the day of judgment, seeing the blessings that they will be bestowed upon, Allahu Akbar, they would feel that if they went through a certain operation or they went through a certain calamity in the dunya, then perhaps they would have also been receiving and gaining that reward which the ill and the grieved people on the day of judgment will be rewarded with. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Remember, Hazrat Sayyidatana Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha was the beloved and the blessed daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she had two children. The name of the son was Hazrat Sayyidatana Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the daughter's name was Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed so much of love to his blessed grandchildren, to this extent that once even the king of Abyssinia, when he sent a precious ring and a garment as a gift to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had given that to these two children. Subhanallah. In another narration, similarly, a precious necklace came as a gift in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the other azwaj mutahharat, the mother of the believers, had assumed that this time here, this precious and beautiful necklace will be given to Hazrat Sayyidatana Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala, for she was the most beloved wife from among the wives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an announcement that I will make the one wear this necklace who is most beloved to me amongst my household. Allahu Akbar. And everyone assumed at that moment that it will be given to Hazrat Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala. But he sallallahu alayhi wasallam then called out for Hazrat Sayyidatana Umama radiyallahu ta'ala, who was the daughter of Hazrat Sayyidatana Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala. Calling out for her, when she came close, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had gifted her this beautiful, precious necklace. Subhanallah. This teaches us that how much of love we should also show to our grandchildren. We should not neglect them and deprive them of this muhabbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for the sake of these great individuals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our lawful wishes, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Moving on, remember the second daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that was born to Hazrat Sayyidatana Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is Hazrat Sayyidatana Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was born 7 years before the declaration of Nubuwa in Makkatul Mukarrama. At the time when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was 33 years old. So 7 years before the announcement of prophethood, when the age of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was only 33. Subhanallah. So she radiyallahu ta'ala also attained such privilege of being amongst the first caravan of Muslims that have migrated. She is that great individual that actually migrated twice, first to Abyssinia and then to Madinatul Munawwara. Furthermore, she has been, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam got her married to the third Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. These great privileges have been given to Hazrat Sayyidatana Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In fact, after her demise, the third daughter, who is known as Hazrat Sayyidina Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she, Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha, after the demise of Hazrat Sayyidatana Ruqayya, she was also married to Hazrat Sayyidina Uthmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And she passed away in the 9th Hijri. Yet she was married to Uthmani Ghani in the 3rd Hijri. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam performed her funeral salah and also made her rest in her qabr with his own blessed hands. Subhanallah. Really amazing, dear viewers on the Samadini channel, that this is Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Kulthum, the third daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and before her is Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And both these daughters, one after the other, ek ke baad, they were married to Hazrat Sayyiduna Usmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That is why Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, even in his poetry, he composes this beautiful couplet and he says,
Noor ki sarkar se paaya dushala noor ka, Noor ki sarkar se paaya dushala noor ka, ho mubarak tumko zulmuren jo sadqa lene noor ka aaya hai tara noor ka teri nasl paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka teri nasl paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka Chal 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 ch سب گھرانا نور کا صبح و طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے بڑا نور کا صدقہ لینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it's a great feeling when we discuss and we speak about the blessed daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. It is actually a lesson for those people who have been blessed with daughters, extremely fortunate, mashallah. We make dua that Allah azza wa jal bless you with this rahmah of having a daughter. It is a total different feeling, and over and above that, subhanallah, you get to bring up your children in that environment or in such a way which was taught to us by the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now we finally speak about Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved and the blessed daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. From amongst her beautiful titles is Zahra and Batul. Sayyida, Zahida, Tayyiba, Tahira, Abida, all these are some beautiful titles, and more than that, subhanallah, have been given to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In fact, in one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the reason for her name to be Fatima, the reason for her to be given this name Fatima, is that Allah azza wa jal has freed her and freed those who love her from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Is wajah se inka naam Fatima hai, subhanallah. And then Zahra and Batul are from amongst her titles, and many other alqab and subhanallah titles she have been given. In fact, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in his beautiful poetry once again explains the beautiful significance of Batul and Zahra. He says,
Kya baat raza us chamanistan karam ki, kya baat raza us chamanistan karam ki, Zahra hai kali jis حسین اور حسن پھول, زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول.
He says, کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی. او رضا, what can be said about the garden of blessings, زہرا ہے کلی. Ay, ay, ay. He says, whereas Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the bud, and Hassan and Hussein ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een are the roses of this garden. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah azza wa jal forgive us for their sake. Remember, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha was extremely pious and devoted worshipper and highly virtuous woman. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha is known as Abida, the worshipper, Zahida, and Tahira. Subhanallah, as I mentioned, such titles have been given to her. In fact, apart from all of this, she had possessed many other such beautiful and amazing qualities. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said, the blessed son of Fatima Zahra, that I used to see my mother in Masjid Bayt. There was a specific place where she radiyallahu ta'ala anha in her house would make the worship, and she would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform her ibadat, perform her salah. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said that I have seen my mother reading her salatul maghrib namaz, and after reading her salatul maghrib, she would worship Allah azza wa jal in this way that the adhan of fajr would be heard. Allahu Akbar. Sari raat she would worship Allah azza wa jal, the entire night. What a worshipper, subhanallah. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had said that she is that great personality that I have seen her, that whilst she is even preparing and cooking food, even in that moment she radiyallahu ta'ala anha would recite the Holy Quran Pak. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, it has been mentioned regarding her worship, regarding her ibadat, that somebody had said that we have seen her, that she is fanning Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein on one side, and she's reciting the Holy Quran on the other side. Allahu Akbar. So pious, that is beyond our imagination. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had shown so much of muhabba and love. Just as Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she had also went through lots of difficulties and she was witness to the oppression that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had went through. Allahu Akbar. At that time she was very, very small, but she had seen all of that which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam went through. Kuch riwayatun mein yahan tak aata hai ki when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would go in sajda whilst reading his namaz in the haram, in by the Holy Kaaba, they would place the intestines of the camel upon the blessed shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, yet she was small as far as her age was concerned, but she would come forward and remove that ojri, the intestines of the camel, from the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she would wipe the shoulders and she would tell the people that leave my Baba Jan, do not worry my father. Allahu Akbar. She would defend and protect the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam even at that age. Hai 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 hai. Subhanallah. As far as her resemblance is concerned, dear viewers on the Madani channel, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha had said, I have not seen anyone more similar to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the ways of talking and sitting than Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She was so similar in her speech, in her talks, and in her sitting. Subhanallah, that there was no one, anyone more similar to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam than her. In another narration, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha mentioned, I have not seen anyone more similar to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way of talking and sitting than Fatima Zahra, or in the habits, manners, seerah and character than Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. That not only in her actions, but even from her character, even in her habits, from her blessed and beautiful manners, there was no one more similar than her to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, as far as her resemblance is concerned, even her complexion, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam will be seated at his maqam and his place, whenever she would come to visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Mercy sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would greet her. And she would kiss the hands of the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not only do that, but rather he would stand for her. He would stand up for her and make her sit in his own blessed place. And whenever he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go to visit her at her house, she would do the very similar thing by making the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sit at her place, making sure that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is comfortable. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on the Madani channel, Qurban jayein, phir padhte hain inshallah, kya baat hai Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. What a beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam he has composed. Milke padhte hain. Kya baat raza us
مانگے نہ کبھی عطر
نہ پھر چاہے دلہن پھول سر تاب قدم ہے تنے سلطان زمن پھول لب پھول دہن پھول ذقن پھول بدن پھول
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Viewers and listeners of Madini channel, we have come to the end of our program. We will be back with another episode of this program called The Early Echo. We say shukran to our viewers who always are so motivating, mashallah, and send such beautiful messages. We say shukran to you as well for that. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept all your lawful wishes. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.